episode 2961, The Rhythms of Your Love.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a glorious week because it is Friday. I cannot believe it. Yes, that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. I am ready to let my hair hang out. I'm just ready to be honest about what is happening with the world around us. What about you? How are you parenting your children? The rhythms of your love. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring community and connection. Okay, deep breath. Yes, you need to know and be in the know that we have partnered with Pray.com. We have a TV show that goes live every Tuesday morning at 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Over at pray.com. You can go there. Yes, you have to sign up for an account, but it is free. So you'll want to go over there. And while you're over there, you get the opportunity to also watch past shows. Yes, it's called Video on Demand. It's wonderful, and they are all listed on there. All you have to search for is Christiane Wargo, and you will find it. Or you can search for Create Your Now. Either way, we will pop up under featured leaders. Okay, with that deep breath, we've got to get into what's happening today because, you know, in all honesty, Lent has started. And whether or not you celebrate that, that's where we are. And with that, we also have Asbury with the revival. But then at the same time, we turn on the TV, we notice in our feed that we are losing our children every single day. Whether it's to drugs, whether it's due to suicide, whether it's due to a lack of self-esteem for whatever reason. And we as parents kind of feel like we're trapped, right? Parenting can seem like a life sentence where we never escape the mess. What appears easy is the hardest and most rewarding gift we have to give. But in due time, the rhythms of your love become deeper and wider. Who would have thought that in one moment you would feel the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat? Whew, welcome to parenthood. Only if it was easier, but strangely, I would argue that it can be simpler than we make it. A lot of parents nowadays try to be accepted by their children, going for the like versus the respect. Look at what's happening in our world today. All of it. I don't care if you want to look at politics or leave it out. I don't care if you want to look at religion or leave it out. I don't care if you want to look in the classroom or leave it out. If you want to look within your own four walls. What I do want you to look at is the honest truth, reality. Not what's ideal, but the reality of where you're living right now. Now, this isn't about sitting here and going, oh, woe's me, my world is falling apart, I can't handle this, and I'm just going to give in, and there's just nothing to it. No, that's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying that as parents, we get to impact the world that we touch, and we do that by raising incredible children. Our mission is within our four walls first, and we tend to forget that. Because we are sucked into going for our career and gaining that promotion and that raise. And yes, that is valuable for you personally. It's valuable for the family, right? Because you're putting a roof over the head, food on the table, clothes, etc., right? That's all important. But the most important thing is your family. What happens within those four walls? I know for me growing up, we did not grow up with tons and tons and tons of things. We shopped garage sales, thrift stores, hand-me-downs. And I was okay with that. I didn't know any better. I didn't know what Chanel was. I didn't know what Gap was. Was Gap even around at that time? I don't know. That's for another episode. But seriously, that's not where my mind went because I wasn't raised that way. I was raised in four walls, surrounded in love. Did we ever starve? No. God provided. But we didn't always have what we quote unquote wanted. We didn't have soda every single day. We didn't go out to eat every night or every night and then every other afternoon after school to grab a snack because we were off to activities. I wasn't involved in 3,000 things like my children were. I may had things here and there. But guess what? My life was full of love. And I think as parents, as we go through this age of technology, it has changed what our family structure looks like. And I just want to shake it up a little bit. We as parents do not need to be, nor should we want to be accepted by our children. Don't go for the like versus the respect. I know because a lot of parents are out there thinking, well, if they like me, then we'll be good friends. Parenting will be a piece of cake. But as you know, that's not the truth. If we keep trying to be friends with our children, they will struggle to become productive adults. And yes, when they get older, they're going to make their own decisions and they're going to fail. And that doesn't mean that it falls back on you. But if we do not do our job within that very short period of time that we have our children, we're not giving them a head start. Life as a parent, come on, it's not easy. But I promise you, you can impact your children without sacrificing your sanity. You just have to build the rhythms of your love with respect. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. It's respect over likes. Like I was saying earlier, right? In today's digital age, technology is ingrained into our DNA. Social media platforms have become an integral part of our lives. And when children, and even adults, us, are on social media, right? We desire those likes that validate who we are. We want things to go viral. I mean, look at it. America's Funniest Home Videos. You get to win money if your thing is like really, really cool. But let me tell you, you going viral or your child stuff going viral, that's going to fade away because guess what? There's going to be another cat video that'll be better than that one. There's always going to be something new and different. If we're always aiming for the likes, we're going to leave out the respect. I see it in how we build businesses. If everybody's looking for the likes, do you think there's any customer service? Are customers even respected anymore? I mean, we could take this to all different areas of life. Just look at it. We have got to look for more than, am I liked? Because, you know, when I am, I feel good. Now, I like social media to the point of it's beneficial for keeping in touch with friends and people you meet at conferences or maybe at the airport or something in passing. But come on, parents. We can't let likes become the priority over values. Respect over likes. Because let me tell you, it affects your marriage too. Everything. If you don't have respect, period, what do you have? That's really the question for today. Because unfortunately, we're not teaching respect to our kids. We are not. We're not teaching respect as in we need to respect them as much as they need to respect what their elders. Ooh, wait, is that a bad term to use nowadays? No, it shouldn't be. But we treat it as such. So what does it look like to have respect over likes? How can we train up our children, right, in this manner? Number one, we have to model respectful behavior. Children learn from what they see and say. Right? What they see, what they say, what they hear. And if we are not doing it, and giving that to them, then we're failing them. Honestly, come on, it's confession day. And maybe there are moments that you really fail and strike out hard. And there are other days, man, you are winning the Super Bowl. Hence the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And that's okay. That's all part of the roller coaster of life. Jump aboard. It's a party every day. But if you know that respect is going to help guide better behavior, don't you want to include that? So model it. Model it in your marriage. Model it to your neighbors. So when your children see you, we've got a neighbor that just moved in, bought the house, I don't know how long ago, months back, it was before Christmas. And literally, I think they visited twice, haven't even been, every single time they've come, they haven't been there longer than like a week, something like that. Anyway, all of a sudden we noticed the pods have been delivered. And we're like, yes, we have a new neighbor. And what did I tell my children? We need to make a welcome basket. Now, our house is a little strange because we're on sort of a main highway, sort of. It's not a main highway like you think of an interstate, but it goes through our town. Technically, it's a highway. It's fast. It's 40 miles per hour. So, I mean, you know, we can have craziness right outside our front door. But it's a beautiful area, and we love it. And so our neighborhood is kind of different. We have to like yell across the traffic to our across the street neighbor. And we only have two on either side of us. That's it. That's our neighborhood. It's so small. So I'm like, we've got to do a welcome basket because we don't get a lot of people in our area that we consider our neighborhood. I have to walk around to other streets who I consider them my neighbors, even though they're not right next door to me. So model respectful behavior. Number two, teach empathy. Empathy is the ability to put ourselves in someone else's shoes so we can understand their perspective. Man, if we could utilize that more, it would be so much better. And when you combine respect and empathy, wow, magic. And then number three, speak face to face. Quit making everything into a text. It's fine if you're away from each other, right? But in the same house? Seriously. How you interact with your children will build their real life experiences. It allows them to see, okay, how can I interact when I go out in the real world? What does that look like? You got to model it. You got to teach it. You got to speak it. Number four, you got to monitor their social media. I was talking to a parent, I think it was last week, and they said, gosh, when did you guys, you know, give your kids a phone? I was like, well, that's a really good question. And for us personally, it was really when they started to travel with their friends, and whether it was for sports or whatever. So it was like seventh, eighth grade. And that's when they got their phone. And they really didn't need it any earlier, with the exception when we moved our middle, our three of five, our daughter, she was in sixth grade. We moved there, and that's just middle school's a hard time. And so we decided we would get her a phone. We wanted her to be able to access us anytime that she needed. And so we bumped her up a few years, and that was okay. That was our choice, right? You get to decide as parents. But what I will stress is this. If you are going to allow your kids to be on social media, you need to give them clear boundaries. And you need to be there too. That's how we set it up for our kids. Now, I'm not one who likes to go on Facebook or all of that. If you were to go on my Facebook page, if you were to look at Create Your Now's Facebook page, there's some things there, but a lot of it is stuff that just shows up because I'm here on my podcast every day. If you want to find me, that's where you're going to find me. That's where my heart is. And that's how I can serve you better. And that's how I've chosen to do it. Right? So if my podcast ends up out there, it's because I'm having it fed out there automatically. I don't sit there and go every single day. I just don't have enough time to do it all. But one thing I did do is I set clear boundaries, and then I made sure I was on social media and I was their friend. So if they were on Snapchat, I was there too. If they were on Facebook, I was there too. If they were on Instagram, I was there too. Now I didn't have to participate, but they had to have me as a friend. So I set up an account so I could go on anytime I wanted and look. And I knew their passcodes. Yes, I'm that kind of parent. Now, when they got a little bit older, and there was trust as they were working through things, then I was like, okay. And I wouldn't be there like all the time. I'm not there snooping. I want my kids to know that I want to trust them. And also, if they fail, I'd rather them fail with a shorter fall in their distance versus a really hard drop. Because we've dealt with those hard drops. And it takes a long time to come back from that. Especially when it involves other friends. And it's just, it's situations that you just don't want to have to go through if you don't have to. So monitor their social media. And finally, number five, foster family and community, right? Encourage your children to be involved in the family and in activities in the community that build them up and reinforces respect. Teams, right? Your sports, community events, going and volunteering at the library. I know, yes, libraries do still exist. Kind of hard to believe, but there are libraries and they're really good now. They were before too, but they offer and they have to, you know, they want to grow. So go to your local library. Maybe it's a non-for-profit and you want to go. You know, we've got some incredible non-for-profits around here. Soup kitchens, food pantries. Go and volunteer. You know, foster family and community. Because you see, what happens is, the more that you grow together, the deeper your love will grow also, right? That establishes the rhythms of your love. You will have years to be friends with your children, but now they need you to be their parent. Nope, you won't always feel appreciated and liked, you just won't. But remember, it's respect over likes. So my challenge for you is this. What can you do differently when it comes to encouraging respect over likes? All the stuff we've talked about today, what is it? What triggered you? What said, oh man, that really speaks to me. I need to do something different. Maybe it was an example, whatever it is, pull that little piece out, that little nugget, and go change your child's life. Work with them, encourage the respect, set those boundaries. If you're co-parenting, okay, you and the kid's father, you're divorced and you co-parent, then get on the same page with how you co-parent. Believe it or not, you may not have worked well as husband and wife, but you can work well as co-parents. Put the children first. Look at it that way. And then if you're married, right, in the same household, then talk about this with your spouse and say, what can we do to serve our children better? What can we do to raise them up to the point where we're actually giving them a better, more clearly defined path on how they need to continue through their journey in life? Because all of the stuff that you instill within them, they're going to carry throughout their entire lifetime. Now, that doesn't mean they won't stray, but you train them up, they will come back. So my prayer for you, may your patience grow stronger as your love grows deeper. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.